As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, and we'll take some of those momentarily. But we have a live caller with a comment, Lori from Punta Gorda, Florida. Welcome, Lori. How you doing? Hello, Lori. Is Lori there? I guess Lori's not there. All right. Well, let's see if we can get Lori on the line. So when it comes to public health has gotten a black eye after COVID because, well, the messaging has been wrong and scary. There still are vestiges of those things on the sidewalk where you're supposed to stand 6 feet apart even while waiting to get into a store or a supermarket. There are those things also on the subway platforms. The advice to mask was exaggerated in terms of the protective abilities of cloth masks and paper masks to prevent disease. And the vaccine vaunted as something that would confer 90% protection, didn't confer that much protection. A little more on that later. And on it goes. Even questions as to the origins of COVID have raised questions about the credibility of the public health establishment. But here is an item where I am squarely in favor of recommendations on public health. And I think this should be the new focus of public health because they took a wrong turn with COVID and people lost a lot of confidence in health authorities. When it comes to ultra-processed foods, there's a strong editorial in the BMJ, formerly known as the British Medical Journal. They abbreviated it to just the letters. Two things about a health hazard can make it something that we want to regulate or outright ban. Number one, things that can be harmful or that can kill you. Think tobacco. And number two, things that are addictive, right? So we have drugs that are controlled substances because they're A, harmful, and B, they're addictive. You get hooked. And when it comes to ultra-processed foods, it is now unequivocal that they damage health and shorten life. Now, that kind of makes sense because I can think back to when I was growing up and my mom gave me a careful diet, but then I would go out and buy some junk. You know, it's the kind of thing that adolescents and teenagers do. They go out and they buy some junk, and sometimes they bring it home. And my mother would say to me, I remember like today, don't eat that chazerai. And that is a word in Yiddish, which basically means food that pigs eat. Now, we know that pigs are kind of indiscriminate about what they eat. Like pigs or not, they can eat all kinds of things. And they're not kosher animals. But besides that, the message is don't eat a lot of junk. And it turns out that mom was right. 70 years later, researchers have looked at 10 million participants in a big study. They found direct associations between exposure to ultra-processed foods and, get this, 32 health problems, including cancer, mental disorders, respiratory, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and metabolic ill health. And, oh, by the way, the worst health problem you can have, mortality, i.e. death. For instance, a sample of 7 studies showed a 10% increase in ultra-processed food consumption is associated with a 12% higher incidence of type 2 diabetes. My mom knew that. You know, you didn't need to do a study of 10 million people to demonstrate that. But, you know, that's what science has to do. They have to prove the obvious, and they've now done that. Decades of research, billions of dollars of research. They've conclusively demonstrated that diets and high and ultra-processed food may be harmful to most, perhaps all, body systems. So what's the definition of ultra-processed food? And this is as good a definition as any that I can find. They are formulations of often chemically manipulated cheap ingredients such as modified starches, sugars, oils, fats, and protein isolates with little, if any, whole food added, made palatable and attractive by using combinations of flavors, colors, emulsifiers, thickeners, and other additives. No reason exists to believe that humans can fully adapt to these products because they've only recently been introduced over the past century into the food supply. The body may react to them as useless or harmful, so its systems may become impaired or damaged depending on their vulnerability and the amount of ultra-processed food consumed. So they also note in this BMJ editorial, ultra-processed foods are engineered to be highly desirable, combining sugar, fat, and salt to maximize reward and adding flavors that induce eating even when not hungry. Many are addictive, judging by the standards set for tobacco products. And there's the analogy, folks. So what they're saying here in this strongly worded editorial, it is now time for United Nations agencies with member states to develop and implement a framework convention on ultra-processed foods analogous to the framework on tobacco. Yes, folks, eliminate a health hazard. These agencies also have an important role in publishing, publicizing, and promoting examples of best practice. They say that smallholders, family farmers, and independent businesses that grow, make, and sell unprocessed or minimally processed food should be recognized, supported, and fully represented in all policy making and its monitoring. Conversely, corporations responsible for ultra-processed food should be required to explain publicly how their products are made and to give evidence to, but not to be represented on policy making bodies, because often they are. They, you know, the manufacturers, you know, companies like Kellogg's and Kraft, they sit on the very boards that establish what is healthy and tolerable in the American diet. They are tremendously influential at shaping nutrition policy. So maybe we need to turn that around. So, yeah, public health. Let's restore confidence in public health. Let's get behind an initiative that is of unequivocal benefit rather than scaring people about a pandemic that ultimately was less than was touted. 877-726-8255 our number. And do we have Lori from Florida back? Hi, Lori.
Hi. Got a question. You made a comment earlier, if I understood it correctly, that you didn't think Medicare was fair because people with money are getting as much as other people?
Well, no, I think Medicare is fair. I mean, look, I worked, you know, super hard, put in a lot of money for Social Security and Medicare, and I've reached the age where I can reap the benefits. So, you know, I don't want to wax political here, but I, by analogy, I would say that some of the benefits, that people get from Medicare and Social Security, make little material difference in their overall well-being, when they're crucial for the majority of Americans. So perhaps the ultra rich, the billionaires, maybe they shouldn't be getting the same amount of, you know, government money that, you know, ultimately they paid out. And the analogy was to medical students who may be the children of millionaires or billionaires who get free tuition. Maybe they should pay in. Maybe they should be means tested. That's what I was saying.
I agree with you there. But right now, in today's world, you have a lot of people that they don't want to work. They want the government to take care of them. So that's what I think part of the problem is here. Now, I'm 83 years old. I've worked all my life. Yes, I have money. But I feel like what I get from Medicare is fair because I've worked all my life for that.
Well, I really agree. I mean, I think that we need to have in this country, we need to have a blend of a medical system that helps people afford the astronomical cost of medicine. But at the same time, there is something like personal responsibility and the assumption of risk if you've got, you know, some really, really harmful lifestyle habits where, in effect, you can be subsidized and rewarded for eating badly, for smoking, for doing all kinds of harmful things to your body with no consequences whatsoever. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I agree with you.
It's just like it's like a moral, what's called, it's called moral hazard. And, you know, in effect, a system that completely eliminates the incentive to stay healthy is a system that's going to encourage unhealthy behaviors. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So great comment.
Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Lori, for clarifying. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. That number gets you an opportunity to record a question during the week, so let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I know how harmful the plastic is for storing food, but I was wondering about melamine. Is that as bad?
So what is melamine? Well, melamine is something that has been added to plastic, most famously to make a product called Melmac, which is kind of retro dishware that was popular, I guess, in the 60s and 70s. And it's light, it's shatterproof, and it lends itself to bright colors and patterns. And so what about the toxicity of melamine? Well, it's known that melamine is very toxic. In fact, there were thousands of dogs who got sick and died as a result of contamination of dog food with melamine from China. And what they did there was kind of a mean trick. Dog food is assayed for its protein content, and protein is expensive. So in order to boost the protein content, because melamine is read as a protein when you do a, you know, a very crude assay on dog food or, you know, any kind of processed meat product, unscrupulous Chinese suppliers added melamine. And they've also harmed the Chinese population. I think that there was a contamination of dairy products in China for the very same reason. And in China, when that happens, folks don't just go to jail, they get executed. You know, these unscrupulous manufacturers of toxic products. But anyway, some of these products made their way over the United States. It didn't affect people that much, but dogs died as a result of the melamine, which is very toxic. So what happens when you add melamine to plastic? Well, it's actually pretty stable, and you can eat off those plates, but it's not a good idea to microwave foods on those plates, even if they say microwave safe, because some of the melamine inevitably will leach into the food. And also for storage purposes, probably isn't a great idea to put something that is especially hot or acidic, you know, like maybe you just made some tomato sauce and you want to put it in a melamine container and it's hot and it's acidic with the tomato acids. And that may be even more conducive for the leakage of the small amounts of melamine that are in the plastic to get into the food. So I, you know, you don't have to throw out, we actually have a few melamine dishes, but we're careful not to nuke products in the microwave on the melamine. I think that that's the precaution that you want to take. All right, this item, cannabis singled out for cardiovascular risk. What they found is that coronary heart disease, 16% increase in daily cannabis users, heart attacks, 25% increase, stroke, 42% increase. So clearly, there are dangers to daily cannabis smoking. I wonder if some of it has to do with the fact that cannabis gives you the munchies and you're less discriminating about your eating habits. But clearly, smoking anything, it's going to get into your lungs. It's going to get into your bloodstream. There's tiny microparticles and chemicals that damage the arterial walls, and that's no good. So here's an interesting item, which is, suggests that cannabidiol, or CBD, can be used for the treatment of cannabis use disorder. They did a double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized trial, and they found that high doses of CBD help people get off chronic daily marijuana use. The dosage is 400 milligrams to 800 milligrams, and it was efficacious at helping people get off of pot. So, in a way, CBD is the good part of the cannabis plant that can actually help you get off bad cannabis products like chronic daily marijuana addiction. Interesting study. 877-726-8255. Our number, will be right back.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Many of you are readers of the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I want to give you a preview of something we're going to be talking about next week. It hasn't been released yet, but vitamin B3 is in the crosshairs this week. And in the article, I discuss whether you should be worried. We saw headlines like, high levels of niacin may increase heart risk, from NBC News. And too much niacin may be bad for the heart, U.S. News and World Reports. And excess vitamin B3 linked to increased risk of heart disease, WebMD. And on it goes. And so, what's all the brouhaha about? Well, we already know that in the past, niacin has been used precisely to lower cardiovascular risk, because if you take a gram or two or three of niacin, if you can stand the niacin flush, which is annoying, well, you can dramatically lower your cholesterol and your LDL. And the good thing is that while triglycerides also decrease, HDL goes up. So how can that be bad? Well, it turns out that studies have been kind of inconclusive on whether the lowering of cholesterol and raising of HDL is actually helpful in the end for the heart. And part of the problem is that back in the 90s, they introduced statin drugs, or they'd been introduced earlier, but they became almost ubiquitous in their application. And so you couldn't do any studies on people who were at risk for heart disease without them already being on statins. So you kind of took a belt and suspenders approach in niacin studies, where people who were already on statins got niacin, and it didn't help them more than the statins did. So this whole niacin thing got abandoned. I kind of got off the niacin bandwagon, and I no longer recommend it for reducing cardiovascular risk. But what this study says is that even small amounts of vitamin B3, and that could be from niacin or niacinamide, which is the no-flush form of niacin, or even some of the NAD support products like nicotinamide riboside and nicotinamide mononucleotide. These are also in the B3 family, that they could cause harm. And the authors of the study in question that appeared in Nature went so far as to suggest that we may have to rethink even the minimal amounts of B3 that we use to fortify grains, which are typically found in flour products and cereals. So, whoa, what about those of us who take multivitamins that have relatively high amounts of vitamin B3 and B complex that has a lot of B3, and then the NAD supplements? Are we doing ourselves irreparable harm? Well, I carefully looked at the study, and without getting into the weeds of this rather technical study, what it did establish is that certain vitamin B3 metabolites that are byproducts of normal breakdown of dietary B3 have pro-inflammatory effects on the arterial wall. And they also demonstrated that individuals with higher levels of these metabolites have a higher incidence of what are called MACEs, major cardiovascular events. So that is kind of closing the circle on B3, right? But that is only circumstantial evidence that B3 accelerates cardiovascular risk. What they didn't establish, and this is very important, is that people who take B3 supplements are at any increased risk for heart problems. The study did not include supplement takers. And so it is unclear what this really means, what the implications are. I think it's something worth paying attention to. It's a caution flag. But we got to remember that previous research has actually suggested the opposite. There's a study from a few years back. Niacin suppresses progression of atherosclerosis by inhibiting vascular inflammation. And the study authors say, in sum, we demonstrated that niacin alleviates atherosclerosis through restraining the expression of adhesion molecules and the inflammatory cytokine secretion in the blood. And we also know that niacin has another helpful property. It can reduce Lp(a), which is a potent accelerator of cardiovascular risk. So, you know, I got to say, I'm dubious about the study. This is also, the study comes to us from a guy named Stanley Hazen, or Hazen, at he is at Cleveland Clinic. And he also did the TMAO study, which kind of got us scared 10 years, 15 years ago about carnitine and choline. But that hasn't really panned out, because we now have the last word on the TMAO situation. The latest verdict comes from a recent review that found no causal link in healthy individuals between TMAO and atherosclerosis. So the carnitine that is in meat and the choline that's in fish and soy, and to some extent in meat, it didn't make sense, because most studies that look at intake of soy and fish show a lowered risk of cardiovascular disease, not a heightened risk. And many of the studies that formally indicted meat as a cause of cardiovascular risk, the problem was they were looking at processed meat along with unprocessed meat. And many studies now exonerate unprocessed meat, you know, meat that's not filled with additives. So, you know, I got to say, I'm not ready to jettison my use of B vitamins nor NAD supporting supplements on the sketchy basis of this single study, no matter how much it's been uncritically amplified by the media. And I think that's the fault of the media for just basically being lazy, taking a press release from Cleveland Clinic and almost publishing it verbatim without a critical input from people well-versed in the science of nutrition. But I'm open to additional research that will enhance our understanding of the risks and benefits of B3. By no means am I going to say no way, no how, although I'm always on the side of nutritional supplementation. That's my personal bias. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep. L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that supports relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and they're available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. More information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional sciences. And by the way, they just issued a scathing report about supplements in gummy form that deliver not carnitine, but certain nutrients that were, they actually found zero levels of the active nutrients. So, you know, a lot of counterfeit supplements out there. And so check out drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for supplements that are safe, reliable, and well-vetted. It was the creatine gummies that turned out to be phonies. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is kind of interesting because the CDC has now updated its COVID isolation guidelines. even for people who test positive. What they're basically saying is treat it like the flu. You know, if you're sick, don't go to work. But, you know, don't go nuts if you test positive for COVID. If you're feeling okay, you can go back to work, which is a dramatic reversal from where we were just a year or two ago, where we said people must quarantine until they test negative. And then it was like, stay home for 5 days after you're asymptomatic. And on and it goes. Basically, what they're saying is no biggie, because hospital admissions and deaths are plummeting from COVID. And they're saying basically it's comparable to the flu. So when it comes to the flu, they say stay home if you're sick, but don't get nuts about it. And here's some news about the flu shot. According to the CDC, flu shots are working moderately well this season. How well is moderately well? Well, I've always said, when people ask me, should I take the flu shot? I say, well, I'm an agnostic about the flu shot. I don't necessarily believe in it, but I don't disbelieve in it. If you want to take it, you pays your money and you takes your chances. Side effects are not horrible with the flu shot, but the protection is minimal and it varies from season to season. It can be as low as in the 20th percentile of protection. Like you get 20% protection on a bad year. Every year it's a prediction, like a long range weather prediction of what the flu virus is going to look like in the coming season. They need some lead time in the manufacture of the flu vaccine. So they guess, and they often guess wrong. Sometimes they get it better than others. They get as much as maybe 50, even 60% efficacy, but usually not. It was found that the vaccines were around 40% effective against severe illness for adults. 40% effective. That's not very good. And what does effective mean? It means from preventing adults from getting sick enough from the flu that they had to go to a doctor's office, clinic, or hospital. And for kids, it's 60%. But I got to say, there's also what's called a healthy user effect. Is there may be something about taking the flu shot that changes the way that people feel about their flu. And the people who don't get the flu shot, they may be sicker to begin with. You know, they may be, I don't know, less health conscious, less literate, a little out of it. And they're generally less healthy than people who seek out vaccines. And so they may be the very self-same people who end up in the emergency room or sicker than the health conscious people who obediently queue up and get their shots. So I'm not really impressed by that statistic. The CDC also continues to recommend that people get boosters. And a guy who's a spokesperson for the CDC, his name is Cohen. I don't know his first name. But he says, get the COVID vaccine whenever it is available. COVID said that 95% of people who were hospitalized with COVID this past winter had not received the latest vaccine. I checked. That's not true. That's actually, at best, a distortion, at worst, a lie. The latest study showed that the COVID booster shot reduced the need for hospitalization by up to 54%, which is kind of comparable to the flu shot, roughly. And again, there may be a healthy user bias because people who are, and by the way, only in people over 65, only people over 65. So the ordinary people, you know, taking the COVID, it's got to be far less than a 54% reduction, because it is so infrequent these days that people under the age of 65 who are otherwise healthy end up in the hospital emergency room for treatment for COVID these days. It's relatively mild. So again, healthy user bias. It may be that people who forego the boosters are less healthy in general. We don't know. But you know, what the government's saying, 95% who were hospitalized with COVID this past winter had not received the latest vaccine. That's not true. Not true, according to the latest study. Again, trust the CDC? I don't know. They just continue to blow it and, you know, lose credibility. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because in the waning moments of the program, you might not get a chance to get your call in, but you can call anytime during the week and you can record a question, as did this person. Let's hear it.
I have had a weight loss problem. I eat healthy, but I bloat and I have pain and it even hurts my back. I need something to get rid of the fat, because I am overweight and need some very much help.
Okay, well, you know, I think this is a problem that needs to be examined from a lot of standpoints. You know, first, a complete dietary history, because people who claim to eat healthy might not be eating a diet that is conducive to weight loss. So another factor that comes into play is the microbiome. And actually, in a previous newsletter article, you go to drhoffman.com. Even if you don't subscribe to the newsletter, you can get the text of our newsletters. And I talk about things that we can use to alter the composition of the microbiome that has an impact on weight loss. Things like Akkermansia and other supplements that may work like natural semaglutide medications. Now, they're the medications, but I'd be a little cautious about using that if you're an older individual, because if you're older, you're battling what's called sarcopenia. And the weight loss that you achieve with these drugs is going to be accompanied by a lot of weight loss of your lean muscle. And that can be very debilitating, lead to frailty, and we don't want that in an older individual, especially if you've got some other health problems. The other thing, you know, look at the endocrine system, look at the thyroid in particular, because the thyroid regulates metabolism. So is there, you know, a simple advice that I can dispense on the radio and tell you that's going to guarantee your weight loss? Well, maybe an ultra-low-carb diet is a good place to start. Alternatively, you can dramatically restrict your intake of fat and go on a vegan macrobiotic type of diet. And that can also, by virtue of restricting your intake of fatty foods, you may lose weight with that. That's going to require some discipline as well. Sometimes hard to stick to. So, it's the eternal conundrum, and that's why there are these weight loss drugs. Now's the time to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be, and to build your natural immunity. It's time to empower, that's IMM power, your immune system. Empower supercharges your immunity because it's made from AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts to ever come out of Japan. It's been shown to enhance your immune protection by over 300%, and it has the robust research to prove it. I've seen the studies, and Empower is my first go-to when it comes to immune support. I personally take it daily, and I prescribe it to my patients in need of immune support. And who doesn't these days? So if you're looking for a way to supercharge your immune system protection and build your natural immunity, Empower is the solution for you. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for Empower. And just a little bit of a postscript on the subject of sleep. We talked earlier about supplements that are helpful for sleep. One of the keys to good sleep, according to a recent study of 2,500 participants, daytime physical activity is the key to unlocking better sleep. I exercise for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons I regularly exercise is to optimize my sleep quality, and it really can make a difference.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure you go to drhoffman.com and avail yourself of all the resources there. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You can order supplements via drhoffmanstore.com and check out the hub for all things intelligent medicine, drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Roland Hoffman.